Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. So great to have you with me today. First day of the Sanderson Farms Tournament, the tournament in Malaysia, and then the tournament in China. So there's a lot of golf all around the world, and there's actually a tournament in Delray Beach, Florida, which I'm going to discuss a little bit as well. I'm going to have my picks for the Sanderson Farms, and of course, as always, a strategy for your game. Start out by congratulating Justin Thomas, repeating his win at the CIMB Classic. That was his first win a year ago, and he repeated this year with bookend 64s, starts out with a 64, finishes the tournament off with a 64, beating Lahiri by a couple of strokes. That's classy. This kid is really good. When you can do that under pressure, knowing that you are the defending champion, which is very difficult to do, to defend a title, regardless of where it's played, under any circumstance, and that's a 20-hour flight that these guys took from the Safeway to get over there. So hearty congratulations, and he is a superstar about to become one, just about. So congratulations to him. The men are playing in Shanghai, and Rory McIlroy has got some new sticks. Yep, Rory McIlroy is going to be using Callaway equipment this week, at least through some of his bags, some of the clubs, just to get used to it. He knows that it's eventually it has to happen, and it did, where he's going to give it a try. He'll be just fine. You know, these men who are with equipment companies and they switch equipment companies, sometimes it's a huge issue, sometimes it's not. I think a lot of it, honestly, is a mental thing that they're so accustomed to playing with the same clubs, and I understand that. I love my clubs, too. And there's a different – not only is there a different feel, but it's just a mindset that's different. And I think he'll be absolutely fine. He's so good, you know, coming off the FedEx Cup win, playing quite well, as we recall, at the Ryder Cup in a losing effort. So I see no problem for Rory, but it's an interesting point. Something else to mention this week in the news, William McGirt, who was qualified to play in the HSBC Classic in Malaysia, did not want to go, or in Shanghai, I beg your pardon, in Shanghai, did not want to go, did not want to, as he calls it, get in a metal tube and fly 12 hours to play golf. He wanted to support the Sanderson Farms tournament, which has helped him in the past, and he's played there, and he loves the tournament, loves the sponsors, loves the charity and the whole thing surrounding it. However, there is a rule. If you are qualified to play in an HSBC tournament, you are not allowed to play in a satellite event, which is what the Sanderson Farms is. So despite the fact that he wanted to, and he would have been the highest-ranked player in the world in the field, he was denied. So what he did do instead, and they couldn't stop him from doing this, was he did play in the Pro-Am yesterday and helped the sponsor and helped the charity. So at least he was doing that. Here's what I'm proposing. Every player gets to break one rule a year. If you want to break a rule that's in the handbook, and it's about playing in a tournament or skipping an extra pro-am or something in that type of playing category, not about your detriment, not about, you know, throwing a fit or having a drug issue or something like that, which is a punishable offense in a different way, but getting one reprieve, each player get one rule like that to break to allow them to play in a tournament, which would have helped attendance perhaps, certainly helped the sponsor, and it's something that he wanted to do. Just a thought. let the guys have a little bit more freedom one time a year across the board. That is a commentary. By the way, my email address, and I'm happy to get email on any subject that you want to talk about or that I have brought up on the show. Bob at BobGeismar.com. B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. I get back to everyone. Sometimes it takes me up to one day to get back to you, but I promise I will. And I've had some great emails. We get along so well and many times differing on opinions, and that's great. I love that. Okay, now it's time for my strategy. And here is my strategy. It's a little different. I want you to think the opposite of what the golf industry and business has told you through your entire golfing existence. What I mean by that is, they tell you go to the range to hit balls. Don't go to the range. They tell you worry about the shots that you miss. Don't worry about that. It's perfectly okay to make mistakes and not be perfect because you are not making a living playing golf. It is your hobby and it is for fun. And to improve, you have to make mistakes. It's normal. I always say there's one thing that absolutely for sure is going to happen every single time I play golf, and only one thing that I know for sure, is I'm going to hit bad shots. I certainly hope I hit a lot of good ones, and I always do, but I'm positive that I'm going to hit some bad shots, and I always do. The key to the bad shot is to understand it, and when it happens, to let it just go. Don't worry about it. If you think about it and you dwell on it, no matter what it is not going to come back. It's not getting better. Move on to the next shot. Because it's not the bad shot that ruins your score. It's the next shot that ruins your score. So I want you to think hard about what this strategy is all about. Do exactly what you need to do to get the ball in the hole, not what the golf business has told you you need to do to get the ball in the hole. And you know the difference. That is my strategy for today. Now, I do want to mention, pardon me, a Ladies Legends tournament, 45 and older ladies. They have a tour of events, the third annual Walgreens Charity Championship in Delray Beach, Florida, at the Seagate Country Club. It's a two-day event. They have a pro-am on Friday, and I mention this because it's a great way and a great place for a lady golfer, age 45 and older, who's qualified to play, to get into a tournament and have some fun, because they're not able to play on the regular tour anymore, of course. And instead of making it age 50 like the Champions Tour, they've made it age 45. Very good. I like it, and it's a great event. A lot of terrific, I mean, all-time great players are in this thing. Julie Inkster, Amy Alcott, Beth Daniel, Patty Sheehan, Pat Bradley, Lisa Lott Neumann, who's the defending champion. I mean, you're talking a who's who of golf in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And I will mention one other event. The Champions Tour starts the Schwab Cup Finals. The top 72 players play in the first event, and it's in California. Actually, the golf course is escaping me this second. No big deal. It should be fun. And then they cut it down. I think they cut it down to 48 and then down, I believe, to 24 for the final event. But this is the first year that they've had a Schwab Cup, like a FedEx Cup final, where they've had multiple tournaments, and it should be a great finish. You have to favor Bernhard Langer. He's got a big lead, but it could dissipate because the points double and then triple. So very interesting. we'll keep our eyes and ears out for that event as well this week. Okay, so now for my picks for the Sanderson Farms, and I'm focusing on the Sanderson Farms because, well, it's in Mississippi. It's a great satellite event. It's been around for a number of years, and I'm just focusing on that. I feel good about it. Chris Kirk, Lucas Glover, and sentimental choice, Arnold Palmer's grandson, Sam Saunders. So I'm going with Kirk, Glover, and Saunders in the Sanderson Farms event in Mississippi, where the scores usually are low, weather pending. That is my show for this week. Once again, my email address, bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. Love to hear from you on any subject. And, of course, my feature subject this week, letting the players break one playing rule a year without any repercussions. Talk to you again next week. Until then, this is Bob Geismar, One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio, saying thank you so much for being with me, and so long for now.